أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ما لكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 38 and 39 of Surah At-Tawbah. From here onwards, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about, or much about, the expedition of Tabuk. This expedition had taken place in the 9th year of the Hijrah, and this was the last expedition in which our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had participated himself. We will now recall and reinforced is the fact that the 8th year of the Hijrah, the conquest of Makkah had taken place, and then thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Hunain, right up to Taif. And because the people of Makkah embraced Islam, the Banu Thaqif and other tribes embraced Islam, much of Arabia, much of Al-Hijaz had accepted Islam. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes back to Madina Tayyibah, and he receives intelligence. In some narrations, it was travelers, Syrians, that came to Madina Tayyibah as merchants, olive merchants, and they began to speak about Hirqal, the Caesar, the emperor of Rome, the Byzantine leader, has now felt the threat of Islam because many have embraced this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is now preparing an attack on Madina Tayyibah, on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the Muslims. So hence Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins to prepare in Madina Tayyibah, rather than allowing them, the Byzantine army, to come into Madina Munawwara. Rather we go to this place, Tabuk, where they were already beginning to assemble. And such was the preparations that he had paid them 1 year salaries in advance as an incentive to fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this preparation, an unprecedented preparation, that usually Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't announce the direction in which he would be going, the destination in which he would be emerging. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this expedition of Tabuk, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it very clear that this is the destination, this is the direction, this is the journey that we are going to be taking. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in this expedition made the announcement of Nafirul Aam. In other words, every able, capable man will have to participate in this battle. Now on the other hand, the situation in Madina Tayyibah, that there's 8 years had passed, this is the 9th year of the Hijrah, we saw that there were different battles that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were engaged in, and there was very many difficulties that they had gone through. They thought that now after the conquest of Makkah, obviously the people have embraced Islam, there is this relaxation period. Things were difficult in Madina Munawwara from an economical point of view, and this expedition also takes place at a time when it is the peak of summer. That particular year, absolute heat in Madina Tayyibah, and we know that the peak of summer, the khajur, the dates will begin to ripen, they will be able to harvest, there will be something that comes back financially, and conditions could change. But all of that is a test and a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he makes this announcement that every person, able male, baligh male that will have to participate. 30,000 Sahaba had prepared and they had got ready for this journey. So that was the situation in Madina Tayyibah. A further situation was this, that the believers, the mu'mineen, the Sahaba, they got divided into four different groups with regards to preparedness and preparation and eagerness to go out in the battle, or rather the expedition of Tabuk. There was that one group that as soon as the announcement was made, there was absolutely no hesitation, no further thought, no deliberation. They were immediately ready to go out in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whatever the odds may be. The journey is a long one, the heat, whatever it was, the army they are going to be facing are not Arabs that they were used to face, and it's going to be an unknown terrain that they are going to, but they were always ready to give their lives for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The second group of the believers were those that there was some slight hesitation, some slight second thought. On this side in Madina Tayyibah, the ripening on the dates, on the other side, the arduous journey, the difficulty of the journey, the unknown, the enemy is not known to them, and the slight hesitation, but then they also prepared themselves to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third were those who were unable to participate at all. In other words, they were either crippled, they had some physical handicaps, whatever, but they were unable to, and they were even pardoned by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the later stage of the surah. And the fourth category were those who had no excuse whatsoever. There was no nifaq or hypocrisy in their hearts. They were real sincere believers, but they somewhat did not prepare for this journey. And then we get the munafiqeen very quickly into two groups. One group of munafiqeen that went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they made the excuses, etc. They did not participate. The nifaq and hypocrisy became apparent. And then there was one group of munafiqeen that joined Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were very sinister, that they would be able to take information out from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam side and go forth. So nonetheless, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Tabuk at the borders of Hijaz and Sham, then Hirqal, the Caesar, had come to know about this huge 30,000 army that has left from Madina Tayyibah to face them and not to allow them to come any further. Allah Ta'ala had put fear in his heart. So actually, there was no battle that ensued with him. And hence, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about here in the first two verses about that fourth group that had no excuse whatsoever, but they also did not participate in the battle. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O those who have brought iman, ma lakum, what has happened to you? Idha qila lakum unfiru fi sabilillah, that when it was said to you, emerge, march, go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ithaqaltum fil ilal ard, then you became heavy onto the ground. In other words, you clung onto the ground, your feet did not move out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Araditum bil hayati dunya min al akhirah. Allah ta'ala does a diagnosis in a very unique way, that have you become pleased with the life of this material world as opposed to that of the akhirat? In other words, it is dunya that is causing you to cling to the ground and not emerge and march in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِئَةٍ, the love of this world is the root of all evils and all sins. فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. But however, you need to understand, you need to realize, and this is the solution to your problem, that the mata of this, the wealth of this material world with regards in comparison to the akhirah is but very little. Illa tanfiru, if you do not emerge in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yu'adhibukum adhaban alima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you with a painful punishment. Most of the commentators say that that would be in the year after. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, by way of an example, says that you are waiting for that harvest, you need the rains also to come down. Allah ta'ala can test you with drought. On the one hand, there is time for harvest, the need for rain, the stoppage of rain, and then all your crops get spoiled and everything gets bad. So neither did you participate in the path of Allah, nor did you have any material gain in this world. وَيَسْتَبَدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. Allah's power, Allah's might is this, that Allah Ta'ala could change you for another community. In other words, bring somebody else into the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they will emerge in the path of Allah. وَلَا تَذُرُّهُ شَيْئًا. And you will not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the slightest bit by not participating. And on the other hand, you are not doing Allah ta'ala any favor by participating. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. May Allah ta'ala give us that whenever there is a call for the deen of Allah, we are always ready. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.